Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
Right now we're joined by GradStar, the CEO of GradStar, Laura Barker, Kubone, as well as Gary. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to the Antidotes.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're amazing. I'm amazing. Good to know that you guys are good. I'm going to jump straight into it. Laura, I want to start with you. Now, before I ask you to tell me about GradStar and what it does, tell me what sparked and what inspired the idea.
What inspired the idea? We're all about uplifting the youth. And we've actually run, and my organization's run a company called, a program called Rising Star for the past 10 years. Mm. And Rising Star recognizes young professionals under the age of 40. And we really came together and we were like, that's great, but these people already have a job. How can we help the next generation, the student generation, the future leaders, and how can we get them into employment? And so now in its seventh year is the GradStar Awards, and that's how it was born. Really, really just trying to help you reach opportunities with employers.
Shoot, that's amazing. Now, can you tell us a bit about, you know, GradStar, or also, you know, how it grew from Rising Star to now GradStar?
Absolutely. Rising Star and GradStar are a complementary and sister programs. And the idea is that one day your new GradStars will get amazing jobs in the workplace, and then you'll enter the Rising Star Awards, and then you'll be even further promoted. What a beautiful
right.
But GradStar is, as I mentioned, it's in its seventh year now. It's headline sponsored by DHL. It's open to every single student, every student in tertiary education across the entire nation. It's an online application. You just have to download the GradStar app. It's completely free of charge. It's on all of the app stores, and you do the application online through your phone. Simple, doesn't cost you anything. And the benefits of entering it, we take you through assessments looking at your employability. So we look at characteristics about, are you resilient? Are you curious? We don't look at your grades or your grade average. We look at who you are. And then we take the process. And if you're super cool and super employable, then you end up in the top 100, as these two amazing top 100s are. And we invite you for a 3-day event in Joburg. We fly you in at our expense. We put you in a nice hotel at our expense. We feed you. And we introduce you to both employers and those Rising Stars who can be your mentors.
Shoo. Gary, I want to bring you in here quickly. You are a top 100 student chosen by GradStar. How did you get into it?
Okay, so mine was pretty much, I came across it through the university email student center. I did the application, and when I was selected, I was obviously overjoyed, but it has been a life-changing experience. It opened so much opportunities for me, and it basically just made me see things so much more differently, especially in terms of work. So, yeah, that was me.
Kubone, your experience?
It was a great experience. I had actually applied in 2020. I didn't get in, but I'm very thankful that I didn't. Also applied again in 2021, just the same way that Gary got the email from the university. Applied, got in, the most amazing experience of my whole entire life so far.
Yeah. Wow. It speaks about resilience, eh?
It's true.
I was just saying, life-changing and the most amazing experience in my whole life. That really made me feel incredible. Thank you,
Laura. You're doing incredible work, Laura. You have to pat yourself on the back for that. Now, can you tell us a bit about the four, you know, judging phases that you guys go through, or selection phases?
Absolutely. So they can tell you what the experience is like, but the way we structure it is, as I mentioned, just go to your app store. It's super easy. Download the GradStar app and register. You have to complete your academic details. It's just 3 pages of your academic details, because the GradStar app is also designed to match you with employers. I have subscribing employers, including Allen Gray, Exxaro, BP, ShopRite, Unilever, or Mutual, thousands would be ambitious, but lots of subscribing employers who are paying to access this app and who are paying to search and match with you, exactly you. Fill in your academic details. Otherwise, like, why not? Otherwise, you won't search and match with you. One of the other elements is it says there's a great big tab that says enter the DHL GradStar Awards 2022. Click that tab, answer 60 questions and a few free answer questions at the end. And that's phase one done and dusted. From there, we move to the top 500. The top 500 phase is a little bit more in-depth. We work with the Future Fit Academy and we provide a complimentary, it normally costs about 500 rand, we provide a complimentary strength assessment. So we take you through the strength assessment and you get the full report back. So that's completely free of charge. Even if you don't progress to the next stage, you get the full report on your strengths and your employability and your readiness for the workplace. It's based on workplace skills. But then from that report, we ask you to read it, and then we ask you to write a personal development plan based upon how you will improve from the results of that report. We also ask you to provide a little one-minute video so we can see who you are, see how you present, see how ready you are for the workplace, and just tell us why you deserve to be a grad star. That is phase two. Those three elements come together and are marked personally, and they're marked by industrial psychologists. And from there, we come to the top 100, at which point you guys are all flown into Joburg, as I mentioned, and given life-changing experiences, but also access to employers.
Sure. Speaking of life-changing experiences, I want to bring Kumo in again. Could you tell us about the experience about, you know, the gala dinner? I'm all about glitz and glam. Tell me about that night, girl.
That night was amazing. I'm not going to lie. There was Uzama from Idols.
Ooh, okay.
My gosh, it was amazing. We were all glitzed up. People dressed to impress. I'm not going to lie to you. The food was amazing, the atmosphere. There was also another speaker, I've forgotten his name, who honestly almost made me cry because his speech was something that I had resonated with a lot. And so the whole night was absolutely amazing, even though we slept very late, I'm not going to lie.
You guys can party.
Yes.
I'm not one of those people.
Okay. They can get down. Gary, I just want to bring you in one last time. I want to ask you about how did you feel about the selection process? What did it mean to you personally? And what realization did you come to as soon as you got into the program?
Going through the process, receiving results from the Future Fit Academy really enriched me in such a way that it now informs, it helps you to set out what your strengths are, what your goals are, what your weaknesses are. It provides you areas of improvement in your life as a whole and in your career. So it really, really is the whole judging process up to the top 100 is something, like I said, that changed my life. It helped me to see things about myself that I didn't know existed. So I'm really, really grateful for that opportunity. I think coming to the whole top 100 process, being part of everything, it just really, really was an entirely positive experience that really shaped what I want for my future. It has helped me to see what the direction I want to take in terms of what I want to achieve in the near future.
Sure. Laura, yes. One last time, you know, as we wrap it up, is there anything you want to say to any of our listeners, our students, you know, prospective, you know, investors as well, but also, you know, prospective students who want to sign up for grad, so especially in 2022, how can they sign up, you know, where can they find you on social media as well as your website?
Absolutely. Well, firstly, I hope to see that you're entering this year. Will you enter?
Which I'll try, definitely. Oh, yes.
As I mentioned, it's actually open to all current students, but also those with less than 2 years' work experience. So everybody here should be entering. Also, as all students across NMU, it's not just about the top students. It's not, if you sat there with a not a 70% grade average, it doesn't matter. We don't judge you on that. We judge you on characteristics and readiness for the workplace. And if you want to take every opportunity that's given to you, then download the app and enter. It's literally an hour, if that, 30 minutes of your time. And the games that you stand, even if it's just a great party at the end, why would you not? So I really hope to see lots of students from NMU joining us this year. and making the top 100 and making that top 10 in the end.
Well, definitely. Definitely will advertise it personally.
Sorry, I forgot the second. GradStar SA and GradStar Awards.
Okay. All right. So GradStar SA and GradStar Awards on social media.
Right, also GradStar app.
And the GradStar app is where you can download it. Thank you so much. We're chilling with GradStar top 100 students, Ukubone and Gary, as well as the CEO of GradStar, Laura Barker.